know so forth, and Haveri not to do the Maisa, putting the Mum there. Minan, how do we know to say, Shlo Yopi de Velo, Ubotek Vinechen Waloizin? How do we know you can't put a dough or some Devela that's crushed figs on the ear of a Bechor? And what's the purpose? Kadesh Yovai Kelov Yechlenu, that a dog should come along and eat it? How do we know that's also? Talmud, when the Pasuk says, Kol Mum, Mash Many Mum is also. So it means Tadarshin Echod Mum V'Yechod Kol Mum. So that's the Chiddush of Kol Mum here, that not that it's also to put a second Mum, but the Yisra is not even to cause a Mum to happen. So here's the Pasuk focus here by Mak and Maker's Dam, is the Yisra to put a Mum onto a Baal Mum. Yeah. Now the verse says, Hok over here by Truma, also the Kor Fig, we also have a Machlokes and Pukim. Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, V'chein Omer Rosh Lokish, V'chein Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avavua. The Pasuk says, V'ani hine nasate l'chash mishmeros trumosai, that I put to mishmeros trumosai. But this, Rav Lezer Savar, that v'shtei trumas kosam dar. The Pasuk says, two different trumas. Achas truma tayru, v'yachas truma tluya. Even though the truma is a suffix, whether it's tamei or not, so there's a Pasuk to say, V'ani hine nasate l'chash mishmeros trumosai, that there's a mitzvah to watch it. Therefore, even though here you have a suffix, this chavius or truma, you have a suffix whether it's tummy or not, there's still a mitzvah to watch it, not to let it become tummy. Therefore, if it was uncovered, you have to cover it. If it was open, you have to put it in the hidden place. That's one svar. That's Shabbat's svar. For Yeshua, no. Trumosai ksiv, we go bust the ksiv the way it's written, not the way we read it. Yeah. So Shabbos Lashon Rabbim or Lashon Yochid. You read it if you say Ksiv Trumasi, so Mashmoni Moin, it's only one. Or do you go after the way we read it? We read that's what it says in Nachma. The two ways, either Trumasai or Trumasi, the Lashon Yochid, Lashon Rabbim. So it says what? Rav Lezer holds, you go boss of the way we read it. If you shoot hard, no. Trumos like Ksiv, you go boss to the Ksiv, not the way we read it. Go boss to the Ksiv, the Mesaris. And it's the Mesaris with the Yud, and then according to the Mesaris, it should be Trumosi. There's only one. So Mesaris says, Lamein, what do you want to tell me then? To Reb Lezer, Sovar, Yeshim Lemikri, go boss the way we're supposed to read it. We read it Trumosai, Lashon Rabbim. So the Mesaris, is that true that Reb Lezer goes boss to the way you read it, not the boss of the way it's given, it's written? If so, Reminu, I have a question. There's another shaila here about an omer havriya. If you bought a maid, a Jewish maid, so the pasuk says the bigdabo. So what does that mean to say? You did something wrong to her. So we darshin kivon shapirish talisi oleha. The mitzvah of omer havriya is if you buy yourself a Jewish maid, so the Torah gives you a mitzvah to marry her, to make yid. Yid means you're supposed to marry her. So once you make yid, you marry her. So Kiva and Shapiro's Talisla, once you put your talis over, means that you're making like chuppah, you're making a kedushin here, is Shuvayne Rishoy Lomaychra. Then the father is not allowed to sell her anymore. Even the later, the master or the husband now gives her a get, unless she's still a katana, she goes back to her father, the father is not allowed to sell her anymore. Divi Rebbe Kiva, these are the words of Rebbe Kiva. That once she had an Ishasana, so ain't Shivcha Achar Ishas. Once she was married once, the father can't sell her anymore. Rav Lezer Dashin spoke a little bit differently. Rav Lezer Weimer Kivin Shebogat Bo. Since the father sold her, he did something wrong to his daughter. He sold her once. He is Shuvayne Rishoy Lomarku. Now let's sell her a second time. So that's the way Rav Lezer Dashin here. That the dig the board, since you did something once wrong to her, you sold her for a maid. Once you sold her once, that's the cloud. That Rashi says, the ain't other Moichar as Bitla Shivchus. Once you sell her once, you can't sell her a second time. So it comes out of here that what Rav Lezer holds, that you don't go boss of the mikra the way we read it, but you go boss of the way it's written. It's written here, Kivin Shebogat Bo, the big guy, even the Bogda boy, is Kivin Shebogat Bo, so you see, you don't go boss of the mikra, you don't go boss of the way we read it, but the way it's written. It's Gretz Asira. Samara says, Ela Enechnami, Hawk over here, Bok Pokemon, but here's the Machoikas is like this. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Haruya Lechor Shemor. any truma that's fit for you to eat, that you're allowed to eat it, you have to watch it. There's a mitzvah to watch it, shouldn't become truma. But v'sheinu rulecho, anytime the truma, even if it only has a suffix tumah, but lamais, it's not fit for you to eat it, is letishma, you have no mitzvah to watch it. For Reb Lezer holds now that hai nami ruyehi, that this truma, even though it's a suffix tumah, also maybe it's called fit for you. Why? Even though right now it's a suffix, because Shema Yovi Eliyovi Terenu. You have to be like, you have to watch out. Maybe Eliyovi Novi will come, means maybe we'll find out for sure that nothing touched it, and really it's Torah. But since it's possible, maybe it'll be fit for you, therefore there's a mitzvah for you to watch it right now. That's my focus over there. Omer Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rebbe Shimon. We take a pasuk like Rebbe Shimon, well, according to our Mishnah, that you let it be Makis Dam, even in the Mokim Shoysim Bamum. Maskulur Nachem by Yitzchok. Hi, Reb Shimon. Which Reb Shimon do you mean to say? Elaim Reb Shimon the Mastis, now Reb Shimon and now Mishnah, he says here, you're allowed to be Matal Mum in this Bechor, since you're cutting it for the sake of Refuah. Samor says, Ad Hashtaleh Shmin and Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel already teach us one time that Zobashen and Meskavin Mutta, that the reason why it's Mutit, yeah, the Reb Shimon Shita, since you're now Meskavin, to do with Lashem Mum. But you can run with Lashem Rufua, that's why it's Mutter. So we learned this already once, let's say a second time for Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Yomar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem, Miskaven, Zosa. But Rav Chon and Barashi, Yomar Shul, Nehem of Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. So see, clearly Rabbi Shimon learns, Shmuel learns like Rabbi Shimon. So he said it already once. So why do you have to have another memory of Rabbi Yehuda, Yomar Shul, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, like in our Mishnah? He already said it once. Rishmuel that we pass on Rabbi Shimon sheet of Dov Hashem Miskavin Zmuta, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin Masniblah, he learned this blagav without other people. He learns it like this: Rav Malach Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda sheet of Dov Hashem Miskavin is also, Ushmuel Malach Rabbi Shimon Dov Hashem Miskavin is Muta. So what's the chiddush here to passkin again like Rabbi Shimon? So Moshe says in Echlam, Yehuda Rabbi Shimon the Brayson is the passkin like Rabbi Shimon the Brayson we had. He says a bigger chiddush. And the Braisi says, not only are you allowed to be matal mum, but you even are allowed to eat the bechor also. You don't have to wait for another mum, you're allowed to eat it because of this mum. So that's the chiddush, you pass on that also. For Rav Shishi bread, Ravidi, matal mum, you learn clearly like this. Remember Rav Yudah, Mashmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon, the Braisa. It's like a pass on the way Rav Shimon says in the Braisa, that you're allowed to be matal mum, you're allowed to make that kotza sadam, even though it means to make a mum in the bechor. And even though that cheated to Dovah Shein Miskavin, but the Chiddush is, we don't make any Knas, that you're allowed to Shech to Bechor now, you don't have to wait for another Baal Mum. See, we know really it's a little Shukash, I mean, before the Gemara came out, that the Hefter would be in the Mishnah was because there's no Issa to be Matla Mum on a Baal Mum. In other words, since this Bechor right now is going to die, if we don't make a Kozna Saddam, so it's sort of like it has a Mum already. Therefore, could that maybe would have been the Svar of Shimon. Therefore, it's mutter to make a cause of Saddam now, even the Mokam, Shoisa Mum, because the Maisa, it's mutter to make a Mum on a Baal Mum. And here the Gemara is coming out like that. That's not the Sfor in Rabbi Shimon. Mashma, the reason why Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter is because it's called the Dovah, Shani Maskavin. That's why it's mutter. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Hatsurim Oizim Bebechor. If a coin, anybody goes and makes a Pagan, or makes a hole, makes a Mum, on the ear of the Bechor. So you put a mum onto your bechor. So halacha is harezel lo yishkot alamis. There's a knas that you never allow to shech this bechor. You can't shech anymore. The main zosel yelam at the knas. Tiv Reb Elezer. The chomer and the chomer say nolud by mum acha yishkot alav. Like the knas is only you can't eat it, you can't use it because of this mum that you put into it now. Penech nami, if you wait for another mum to come onto it, Slamai said then there's a mum on the bechor. Then you would be able to eat it. But the Shabbat, how far the Chum make a Knas? Only this Mum? Or according to Reb Lezer, it's also Lielam. There's a Knas, you can never eat it. So first the question, is it true? Only Konas Reb Lezer Lielam, does Reb Lezer make a Knas that you can never eat it? Or a minute, I have a question. It says, Mi Shehoi Soloi Beheres. Let's say somebody had a Nega. He had a white spot on his body. And because that he was Tomei. And Nikta saw. Let's say it was cut off by itself without Miskavin, Rashi says. So Torah,